Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg, and if you notice a bit of a bounce in my voice, it's because I, along with other horse people in the National Capital Region, can probably, for the first time in a year and change, take a breath. It looks as though we've scored a major victory in our battle to make Rideau Carlton the destination for the expanded gaming site in the Ottawa region. It all came about, as you've probably read by now, on the Standardbred Canada website and in all the mainstream media. This all came about very quickly when Ottawa's mayor, Mayor Jim Watson, publicly stated that he is going to change his position completely and support, and he's said as much to OLG in very plain language, that he will support Rideau Carlton Raceway as OLG's future site for an expanded gaming facility. So we're talking the full casino and all that goes along with it. That's quite the flip. And how a politician goes from being entrenched so deeply against Rideau in this case to looking as though he's on our side, it doesn't happen overnight, and it happens over a long period of time thanks to hard work by people on the sidelines, or behind the scenes rather, like our own city councilors Thompson and Tierney and our MPP Lisa McLeod for Nepean Carlton. I don't want to make it sound like the Oscars, but another guy who has worked tirelessly is on the other end of my line. He is a director of the National Capital Region Harness Horse Association and a good friend. John McMillan, welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, thank you, Norm, for having me on.
We're all excited about the news, although it is a bit shocking because up until yesterday, most of us were under the impression that Mayor Jim Watson of Ottawa was entrenched in his position, that at the very most Rideau could hope for was a satellite slots operation, which OLG had already said is not going to happen. So what happened to change the mayor's position?
Well, obviously, Norm, this is a tremendous turn of events, and I'm not so concerned about how it happened, more about the result. But in terms of how it hopefully happened, is that Mayor Watson and his councillors simply were listening to the people of Ottawa, and the people of Ottawa overwhelmingly support Rideau Carlton as the preferred location for obvious reasons. 51 years as an established gaming facility with no social issues, no traffic problems getting to the racetrack.
And the parking's free.
Free parking, plenty of free parking, and a lot of room for expansion. Rideau Carlton, if this all goes through, and my fingers are crossed that it will, is going to be a fantastic entertainment destination with the horse racing at the key.
My sense was that Premier Wynne, who in taking on the ag portfolio, got a better sense of the plight of the racing industry as a result of the decision to cancel SARP. And I think basically she was telling the mayor, this is just my own conjecture, look, Rideau's getting this thing. We'll give you a break and make it look like it was your idea.
You know. Well, Norm, if that's Premier Wynne's input, I sure appreciate it, and I'm sure all the horse people of this region do. And although this is great news for Rideau Carlton, and it's good news for horse people in that now we've secured the venue, the next step in the process is to secure a purse pool, and that's a major issue to horse people right now.
We know Rideau is the venue. Let's assume it gets a contract to be the operator, as it were, or co-operator, whatever you want to call it. Do you have any assurances, either from the government or whatever, that there will be pressure brought to bear to make sure that some of the proceeds will go towards the purse pool?
The only thing that we know for sure is that the Premier has expressed her desire to integrate horse racing into the new modernization strategy. And when I say new, I mean post-Godfrey, mm-hmm, and his team of board members who have since left the scene.
Right.
So we can only hope that Premier Wynne, through her consultation with Oraya and with other horse people across Ontario, will come up with a proper solution to make this financially viable. Because, Norm, at this point, the people who are racing for the purse money we're seeing right now across Ontario are simply limping along, waiting for a proper solution.
Well, have you had any indication from management at Rideau that that indeed may be the case?
Well, we're fortunate as horse people at Rideau Carlton that Jean LaRose, the general manager, and Warren Armstrong, one of the principal founders and owners of Rito Carlton has a strong desire to see horsemen do well and race for reasonable purse money. So they have committed to doing the best they can to put on a respectable racing program that makes it financially viable for horse people. Obviously, they can't give us details because they don't have details at their end.
Right.
But there's no question that horse racing is a huge part of what is going to happen at Rito Carlton in the future.
And that's so reassuring. And I do want to give my appreciation to management at Rito, particularly Mr. LaRose and Mr. Armstrong. Mr. Armstrong in particular has been very dedicated to horse racing. And I'm not sure that every track in the province can say that about their ownership. I wish they could. So we feel a little bit more fortunate here at Rito to have that situation in place. So what happens now, John? We know Rito is going to be the venue. What goes on from here?
Well, I think the next step in terms of the casino is them just dotting the I's and crossing the T's and you know, taking the next step, getting the necessary approvals, making the business expansion to accommodate different, you know, forms of gaming, like table games and so on, something that I think racetracks across Ontario have been asking for and the patrons that frequent these sites have been asking for a number of years. So I think that's the next step. But I keep coming back to what horse people need, and they need wind to react quickly. That's very important to us right now.
Yes, that is very important. And I want to go back just for a moment to what we discussed earlier. Here's the deal, and it was pointed out to me by a friend. OLG has said on the record that we're going to integrate horse racing and we'll do that once and as part of the overall expansion. All of a sudden, they've sort of put the cart before the horse, pardon the pun, and are saying, okay, Rito, you've got a site. And they haven't talked about integrating horse racing. Is that something we should be worried about?
I'm very concerned about that, as are all the horse people, because to say that we have months to wait while the OMAFR panel does another study and performs more consultation is very unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Horse people, some have already left.
Yes.
Some are down to days. The lucky ones have weeks and maybe even months for the very fortunate ones. But we need an immediate response from Wynn, whether it's going to be through this OMAFR panel and through ORIA. However they plan on putting Humpty Dumpty back together, they better do it sooner than later because people are starving.
It's a scary prospect. And you know, on the bright side, if I may, I mean, it's been a good day. It's been a good day for racing in that degree, especially at Rito. It's been a good day. But you're right. It is urgent. If there is a hopeful sign, I think you can find it in the fact that these things have happened so quickly in terms of the mayor's flip on the casino situation, that perhaps there's a lot more action being done from the office of the premier and ag minister than we've even expected. And if that's the case, perhaps we can get back to normal or close to it at a bit faster rate.
And Norm, I'm hopeful that this might pave the way for the permanent casino sites to be at other racetracks across Ontario. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm happy for the horse people here in Ottawa, but we have other trainers across the province and owners and drivers and everybody that works in the industry that needs to have a lucky day like we had here too. So if there's anything that we can do to pave the way for a successful future for those tracks, we'd like to be part of it.
Well, you got to be good to be lucky. And John McMillan, you were very good at what you did to help lobby city council, the province. I mean, you were relentless. Jim Watson when this thing's over, Jim Watson will not want to even hear your name mentioned because you were just relentless in making sure that you got in front of his face, you got in front of the MPPs.
You know, you talk about the fight that Watson and I have personally had in the media. A number of people questioned that relationship today when speaking to the media this morning. And I said, it's just like a hockey game. They shake hands at the end. And I'm looking forward to developing a strong relationship on behalf of the horse people in this region for a long, long time.
Well
now
said.
That Watson's seen the light.
Well said. And I also want to thank MPP Ford and PM Carlton, Lisa McLeod, for her work. It is ongoing. And by God, if we've survived this much and we've come this far, that just strengthens our resolve. And in the very simple words of Churchill, never, ever, ever give up. John McMillan, thank you so much for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norm.
There he goes, one of the good guys, John McMillan of the National Capital Region Harness Horse Association. Great work, Johnny boy. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio. I am just going to, speaking for myself, just enjoy. enjoy what's happened, and I think most of us here are simply going to carpe diem, seize the day. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standard Bred Canada in cooperation with Ford Communications.